Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Stümmler on the second year site of their dear mother, Sarah Bas Shloimeh Zalman. Chof Talet Teves, Tuesday, the 1st of January. Rabbi Binyamin Gron, Chokas Hagoy. His name's not Yankee.
Morning, everyone. Just thought they would speak about Chukas Hagoy, that's the subject. I'd also like to discuss today. Thank you. I hope you don't mind. I heard the previous speaker was speaking about Chukas Hagoy. That's the subject I'd also like to discuss. I actually was a shaila last year that arose. I'm sure it's been asked before, the shaila. It was a person who had a website online. And he was selling all sorts of stuff. And he happened to be also selling Kratzbach cookies. So, a Yiddish person, was selling, and he had, I don't know exactly how it worked, I don't know what the website was, he was selling Kratzbach trees. So he wasn't sure, was he allowed to, was he not allowed to? So he asked the Gatesdorf, and the Gatesdorf said he's permitted. He's allowed to sell Kratzbach trees online. Maybe he had actually a shop, but he said, but not in the shop, but yet online you're allowed to do it. So I actually met the Gatesdorf last year, and I asked him, I just want to know what was the reasoning behind it. So he told me as follows. He said, Kratzbach trees nowadays, especially in England, it's not our big story. I think that's quite clear. Even though there are some sources that say that when they wanted to attract different types of sects of pagan tribes, whatever they were, and when they wanted to spread Christianity, so there were people who served the Asherah. So they told me, you could bring your trees along, but become a Christian. So maybe there are some sources that claim that it stems from Avodah Zarah, but definitely nowadays there's no elements of Avodah Zarah involved at all on the Kratzbach trees. However, he did say, there is a problem, that's what we're going to touch on today. There is a question of Chukas Hagoy. Chukas Hagoy, because this is something which identifies the culture of a goy. So one cannot act Chukas Hagoy, so it's allowed in the Torah. So he said as follows, he says, to sell to a goy, obviously it's not a problem. Chukas Hagoy, Selecho is only for a Jew, not to act like a goy. The only question might be if you sell to a Jew. If you sell to a Jew, then there's a question of lifting over loy sitin michshol. You're making someone over a lava of chukas hagoy selecho, which we'll see. The Rambam says clearly there's a malchus on it's a proper lava. He says you don't have to be choishish for that. You don't have to be choishish. That it's going to be a yid's going to be. I'm saying it's going to a sugya of lifting over because there's also. And then the sugya of Lifnev, I don't go into too much into it, but there's a sugya that Lifnev, you're only over if without you, he would not be able to be over the love. I mean, you were the ones who enable, you were the one who chad avra denara, that means if he could have done it without you, then you're not over Lifnev. Lifnev is only without, it, if you're the ones who is enabling actually to be over the Issa, then there's a problem with Lifnev, like the mission. So. But there's a problem with Messiah, the Avera. It's not to be Chayshish. If you have a website, you don't know who's buying it. You'd have to start searching his Yichus. And you could assume that he's a goy. And there's, obviously there's no problem with David and Avuch Kisem Leislech on a goy, because there's no Issa of Avuch Kisem Leislech. Now, I had just before he was talking about the whole sugya of Chukas Hagoy. It's a Shulchan Aruch about it, a Rambam, and they discuss various points about it. Maybe some of it's Chazoras Hashiv from the previous speaker. In Sim Kuf Ayin Ches, and you're there. says as follows. Ein hoichim b'chukos ha'ovdei k'chavim v'loi medamnehem. Halacha b'chava says, one shouldn't go with the chukos ha'ovdei k'chavim, how the ovdei k'chavim acts, how they act, and shouldn't one, the Ramah adds in, one shouldn't try to compare yourself with them. And the Ramah, the b'chava brings down three examples, and interesting to note, the Hagos Maimonides brings down from the Sefer Yireh, that whatever we find in Chazal, these all, well, this is a quotation from the Rambam, that one shouldn't just add on Chukas HaGoyim, whatever he thinks is Chukas HaGoyim. The Yireim says that. That only what we find, Chazal define as Chukas HaGoyim, that's what's considered Chukas HaGoyim. So he says as follows, Lo yilbash malbush hamyuchad lehem. One shouldn't wear an item of clothing that is miyuchad, designated for, significant for Goyim. That's one type of Chukas HaGoyim. Then he says, Lo yigdal tzitzis roisho, you can wear tzitzis roisham. One shouldn't have the hairstyle like a goy, and he gives a couple of examples. It's actually not 100% clear how to read this Lashon Rambam. You shouldn't shave your sides and leave your hair in the middle. Different types of hairstyles. We'll speak about that soon. The third case of Chuk Sarei says, you shouldn't build a building like the binyanim of Avedis Kechavim, kidei sheikonsu behem rabim kamoi sheim oisim. Interesting Lashon Rambam. That one shouldn't, which is, there's no clear makor on this in the Rambam, and I don't know where the makor is, that one shouldn't make a building architecture like a building of a goy. In order, Kadeshi Konsubem Rabin Kamoisha Moisim. We'll see the Shach in a moment. Hopefully, he'll explain that. But let's go on to the first one. The first one says, the first Chukas HaGoyim that the Rambam points out, one shouldn't wear clothes, Malbush HaMiuchadlem. Clothes that are designated, clearly identify this as a Goisha type of clothing. Because Ramah gives a whole bit after, and he explains the Pia the Marik. And it's not so simple. He says as follows. Hago, Elo ye muvdo mehem b'malbusha v'sham ma'isav. A person, a Jew, should be separate, significant, with his malbusha v'sham ma'isav. Says the Ramah. V'chol ze eina osa elu b'dova she'noag b'oivdei k'chovin v'shem priestess. Says the Ramah, what is considered a malbush of a goy? What's called a malbush of a goy? And he gives us a few definitions. He says, if the goy wore it v'shem priestess, they're wearing it the opposite of sneers, kegoyim shenoagul lil boish malbushim adumim, that goyim wear red clothing, and the Shach points out because it is a makor why we tend to wear black clothing. He says tseva shochis derech sneers, v'achno says the Shach, as opposed to the goyim, the one who wear these loud clothings that make that are attractive. It's not talking about women; it's talking about men also. It's clear the biagro brings rise. It's something more with sneers to wear colors that are not allowed. So that's one type of chukas hagoyim l'pshut priestess. Sorry.
What do we do?
We'll see what the Ramah says in a second. Who malbush sorry? That's what the Ramah says. This is the malbush of aristocratic people. V'chadoyim l'zem malbusha priestess. That's one type of chukas hagoyim of levush. Or something which they wear, I don't know what they wear, they're wearing it as, because that's the culture that these type of people wear. And we don't know the reason why. Why is that constitute the problem? We have to worry about that if we don't understand, we don't know what the reasoning of this type of clothing, why they're wearing it. We have to be choishesh des darkei amori when that would constitute a problem of chukas hagoyim. And he also says, v'yesh bo yishemetz avodas kechav ma'aviseh. And it could very well be that if you work your way back, you could possibly come to some elements of avodas kechav. However, so we've got clearly three definitions. Either it's because it's mishum priestess, or you have to be choishesh darkei amori, which is again something which was specific for goyim, that they, how they acted, how they wore, and also it might be something to do with the way Avul dolo shenoagu l'tehelis. But if they're wearing something, their clothing, that they're wearing for, it's beneficial. Kegoy shadark, which call me shuroifa, someone who's a doctor, roifa mumcha. Yesh lo imalbus miyuchad has a specific type of clothing. Shenikiboy shuroifa oman mutal leloyshoy. So the more clearly it says that if it's an item of clothing which, well, there's a clear reasoning why they're wearing it. This is to identify he's a professor in a hospital, or he's even a policeman. There's a reasoning of covered of respect. Whatever it is, there's a clear reasoning why they're wearing this type of clothing. So he's allowed to wear such clothes, even though it's part of the culture of their society. But it doesn't matter. There's a reason behind it. It's not because of priests. It's not because of Darkei Mori. It's not because of Shemitz of Yitzchavim. There's a clear reason why they're wearing this type of this item of clothes. That's what the Ramah says. However, it's not so simple. I'm saying, I've had the Yesha Milismich, of course. But I'm saying, Loibavsi kan halach al-baisa. There's everyone should ask the local rabbonim what should be the ma'aseh, because the Bi'ah Groh there on Shulchan Aruch has a big problem on the Ramah, which is, like I said before, it's based on the Ma'arik. Ma'arik brings various riyas that we do find that goyim wore clothing like the Eden. Sorry, the Eden wore clothing like the goyim. It wasn't something that was evident who looked like a Eden, looked like a goyim. So that was the Marik's rise, that it could be, if it's not a clothing that demonstrates priests or has any elements of it, it's going to be permitted. That's the way Marik says. So the builder going after Kasha, Mechassin Chusa has this problem from Mephusha Gemara in Sanhedrin, which it's a big problem on the Ramah. Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis on base, says as follows. The Mishnah there is talking about on the Dal Mises Bezim, we know that Dal Mises based in Skila, Sreifa, Herik, Chenek. So the Mishnah says, how do Bezdin carry out mitzvahs hanerogim? The ones who get killed by, that's one of them is a chiv, Ritzeach. If he kills someone, his chiv mitzvah is not Skila, is not Sreifa, it's Herik. So there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows, Hoimetizin esroishoi besayev, kederach shamalchus aisa. The Rabbanon, all the Tanakhama says, you take a saif, a sword, and he chop off his head. Kederach shamalchus aisa. That's in the days of old. That was the way that they used to execute people. Take a sword and chop off the head. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Nivul is there. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, you shouldn't do like that. Nivul, it's a, and we'll see in a minute, it's not so simple. Rabbi Yehuda means over here. It's a nivul to do that. Elo manich nesroich ala sadon vekoitzeitz bekupitz. You take your axe, you put him on a block of wood. Actually says, eitz over. Takua ba'aretz, put a plank of wood on the ground, you take an axe and you knock off his head. Amr loy, a misa menuveles mizeh. On the contrary, that's much, much more disgusting. And because the Gemara says clearly, we know the Gemara says in various places in Sanhedrin, that even though pasas mechuy misa, sky misa is bezdin, and that's what you're supposed to get rid of this person, yato, harom mikibacho, nevertheless, it's still a mitzvah saseva hafta l'reacha k'moicha, even at the moment of death. Peroiloi misa yofen. Make sure to choose a pleasant misa, at best as much as you can. So the Rabbana said to Rabbi, what are you talking about? How can you say that it's a pleasant misa, that you should do it with a kupitz on a sadon? That's a misa monovelis. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda actually agreed to the Chachamim. Omer lehen Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim. The Gemara quotes a brayta. Af ani yedei she misa monovelis. I agree with you. You're right. It's a misa monovelis. But I have another problem. I have an issue to do a misa besaif. Avon ma esa, says Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Mori de Gemara, which is the Chayra, big kash on the Marik. Be agro, and the Michis Kinnuch asks this question. Avon ma esa, share omer teira. What can I do? You're right. I admit that doing a misa besaif is much more pleasant than a misa bekupitz. It's more ugly. Avon ma esa, share omer teira. What can I do? The Torah says, if it's constitutional in all. And like the Rabbanan say, Kederach Shamalchus Oisa. So when we go and kill someone by the saif, when you carry out with the saif, you're being over a lav chisem leisilechu. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And Rabbonon answered back to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbonon, now listen to what they answer. Kiven dechsiv saif b'iraisa, since the Gemara says they have a yalfusa, they have a limud to tell us that nisiv b'saif. We're not learning from the goyim. It's not good with the goyim. And the Gemara brings another proof that we see this concept. In other words, says the Biagro, says the Mechaschen, what do we see from this Gemara? We see Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbonon, even though there's a clear cut reason over it, that really, ideally, the Misa should be Pesayif. Because Baroi Noi Misa Yofi, you've got to do the best Misa prop. Even though it's Mechui Misa, there's still a Mitzah Seva after Erech Kamoicha, ensure you respect him as much as you can. But nevertheless, there's a problem. You're going against the love of Chisem Leislechu. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, we do a worse Misa of Kupitz.
We don't do in any case. What are we learning?
It's still halacha.
Halacha. Basically. What do you mean?
We don't do a Misa today.
Today we don't have a basin, but when there'll be a basin, we don't have any authority today. But when there'll be a basin, that's what would happen.
Why would the problem say Kishar Malchius?
Maybe that's a good point. Maybe that's possibly perhaps the answer on this problem. And the Rabbonon who disagree with the Pewter, what they say, you're right, the Pewter, you're absolutely right. There is a problem with Kosei Mestecha, but we have a reason, because it says in the Torah, Kiv Nechsev Saib Dreisav, Lav Minayka Gomrin, says the Mechas Chinecham Apei Agro. What do we see from here? We see that even though there's a clear cut time betov, it's not, nothing to do with Pewter, it's nothing to do with. We've got a clear reasoning why we should do this. Why should we do something like the goyim? Nevertheless, if goyim, it's a natural, it's a procedure which the goyim do, we should keep away from it. It's a lapach, it's a mleiseleich. So how could the remark come along and say that a doctor, a professional doctor, is not aware a doctor's clothes? What do you mean? You're right, it's not because of priests, it's not because of any other reason besides to show that he's a roi for mumcha. And there's a reason behind that, or it's b'shum covered, whatever it is. But nevertheless, if that's the normal culture of the goyish way of how they dress, that's the dress code of goyim, we should keep away from it. And the Biyah Gros says on the Marik, the Divrei Marik einon nirim klal. He says it's also based on the Ran, also Divrei Ran Tumuin. There's a longer riches over here. That the Divrei Marik, come Divrei Marik einon nirim masha omru b'sanhedrin on base. Of course, our Gemara, that clearly that Chukas HaGoy is applicable, even if there's a clear reason why we want to act in such a way, there's still a problem with Chukas HaGoy. Now, the Biyah Gros does throw in something. He says, even though he argues on the Marik, nevertheless, meaning, L'chayr Afili Biyah Gros would be that Roifa Mumcha, someone who wants to wear a uniform that's taken on as a cultural thing, but for reasons of covenant, not because of preachers of Avitz Chavim, would be not permitted. However, he says that the Rambam's Meduy, because the Marik does bring rise, he brings various rise from various sources, that Goyim, Yidden wore Goyisha clothes, like we do. Where do we go and buy our stuff? We don't have special Jewish shops, we go to the regular shops, we go to M&S, whatever it is. Why, according to the Biyah Gros, why shouldn't it be a problem? According to the Ramah, it shouldn't be a problem. So the Biyah Gros throws in one word. He says the Rambam, when he says the issa of wearing clothing like a goy, he says le yilbash malbush hamiyuchad lehem. He points out very strongly the Biyah Gros. It's got to be something which is clearly identified itself as a goyish clothing. I think I just heard the last minute of the shiur from Joseph.
Ronnie.
That it has to be something which is clearly you could identify that's a goyish type of clothing. But if the Biyah Gros says if it's a clothing that's not necessarily, you know, you would wear it anyway. We have to wear some clothes. What are you going to wear? So that's permitted. So that would at least take away some of the, you know, that's what the Goyim is saying. Well, the rise from the Marik are not so shved anything. However, according to the Gros, if there's like I'm saying, a Roif and Mumcha, the feed of Biyah Gros would not be permitted. Or any sort of uniform which is a cultural type of thing, which, even if it's Mishum Kovet, I'm just going to think of an example. I don't know if there's any barristers. A barrister's wig. The feeder remote, it's not a problem at all. The feeder goyner would be a problem. It's not something that you would wear stammers, wearing it because it's something which is based on a cultural. Even if it's mishum covered, the feeder bag should be a problem. The only thing I was thinking was what Baruch was saying a minute ago, possibly to answer the problem on the remote. The Marik from the Gemara, which the Gemara clearly seems to imply that there's a problem of Chukas HaGoy, even Even if there's no elements of Avodah Zarah, and we've got positive reasoning to do it. We should still refrain doing it because there's a love of Chesed and Loisalechem. But it could be over here, the Lashon HaMishnah is, that killing Besaif is Kederech Shamalchus Leis. That means that when you see someone getting executed Besaif, you automatically identify this is, it's a constitution, it's a legal proceeding, it's something which is based on a chuk of the goyim. It's a chuk of the goyim, it's the law of the land. All these types of, possibly, perhaps, something like what the Rambam is talking about, even though it's a roi for mumcha is wearing a certain type of clothing, you don't automatically identify, oh, this is a malchastika thing, it's a cultural thing. It's a matter of society. There's people wear different types of clothing because of normal chubut. It's not something which you identify automatically as kederach shamalchus oiser. So it could be some, could be. I'm just saying, the goyim definitely takes on not like that. And the mechas chinuch also, they leave a tzarach in on their marik. But it could be, it's only a question, some which is a malchastika thing, some which is a malchastika concept, a process of execution. That is something which you automatically identify, this is a choyk of a goy. So then, even if we have positive reasoning to do so, because of Breila Misiyofa, one should, there still constitutes the love of Chesem Yisrehu. Maybe that could be a issue for the Ramon Marik. Now there's another Nakuda on the...
Why Malchus? What's Malchus got to do with going? When we have Tavid HaMelech, so we have...
It says, no, because I think the love is of Chesem Yisrehu. Malchus and Choyk go hand in hand. Malchus represents, what's a Malchus? Malchus hopefully has Chokim. So anything which you identify to Malchus can chuk. So if it's a chuk of a Goyish king, that automatically it's more mustab that's nichlan inclusive in the love of Chesem Loitzlechu. Of course, it's Malchus by the Yidin, but the love of Chesem Loitzlechu is more negair when it's saying of Malchus. The second thing, though, the Mechaber writes talks about hairstyles. That one shouldn't do a hairstyle like a goy. That's also a chuksa goy, based on Kama Gemoras. But there's an exclusion for this halacha, which the Mechab brings down. It's based on the Gemara in Me'ila, and the Gemara in a few other places. Mechab says as follows: Mishu korev lemalcha, someone who's close to the king, with tzorach lilboish b'malbul shem l'damis lemuta b'koy. If someone is close to the malchus, it's close to government, and he has to work on behalf of Klal Yisrael, so he has to wear clothing that's appropriate. He has to make his hairstyle. Gemara says clearly, one of the Tanoim, he had to be, he was super kumi. Kumi is, he had to make the hairstyle like a goy, because there's a hat of Kavra Malchus. There's a problem in this. Why is it mutter? There's a lot of Chesem Loitzlechem.
Yosef Atzadik.
Okay, this is before Kabbalah Santer. This is before Kabbalah Santer.
Special problems.
So what's the heter? Same shayla one asked. Well, maybe could ask on the Yisrael Sadek too. Why is it there's a lav in the Torah Chesem Loitzlechem? You're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to chuk sagoy. So why is it permitted in a case of if someone's kovel malchus? What's the heter? So the Beis Yosef asks the kasha and he says as follows. The Taz brings it down. It says a chiddush. And this Kiddush makes a big McNuff Gemara. He says, he has two teretz. One teretz is obvious teretz. He says, theoretically it would be a problem, but since the person's Korv Malchus is being matzal Klal Yisrael, it's Mishum Atzala, it's Pekuach Nefosh, it's okay, Pekuach Nefosh. Nefosh is Teich Kol HaTerikul. Okay, but then it's going to be a case of Pekuach Nefosh then. He says another teretz, which is a Kiddush. He says, the Taz only brings down the second teretz. He says, even though there's a love of Chesem Loitzlechu, but ain't koich chachom lakui dovim naturis. How is it permitted to do it mishum korv malchus? Become mokim hocha shana. Ki mishloi pirsha atoyer shum tov. Since the Torah doesn't give clear cut definitions, what is considered Chesem Loitzlechu? Umotzer lechachomim veim roo lehati lekrevim lo malchus. They found it necessary, it's based on what the Chachamim could define what's considered Chesem Loitzlechu. The Torah didn't give us a list exactly what's also what's mutter. So therefore, Chachamim could come along and to say that in the case where there's reason for, because of someone who's within government circles, he's permitted to dress and have his hair like a goy. Now, there's interesting, and that's what the Beis Yosef says, so Bechirish.
Can I get a hey mom with a hey mom?
But it's not Haman Beimam. It's obviously not Haman because it's Chukosei Moitzelechim. I'm saying it as it says. It says over here, since the Torah doesn't give a clear definition of what is considered Chukosei Moitzelechim, Mosra HaKosei LaChachomim. The Chachomim have a right to define when it's applicable. The Taz says a big chiddush based on this. The Taz in the Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, where he wants to take this the idea of the Beis Yosef a step further, and he wants to say as follows: There's a halacha, ayid leisakif upas reichshem, and Allah, one is permitted to chop off his pace. Love in the Torah. The Rambam says, what's the love? Why is there love leisakif upas reichshem? Why aren't you allowed to cut off your pace? The Rambam says the reason behind that is because the priests, yes, in the days of old, they used to shave off the heads completely around, make it rounder. That's why they're called galochim. So in order to make Klal Yisrael be distant from Avodah Zarah, so that's why there's a love of Sakim Pas Reshchem. That's what the Rambam says, the reason for the mitzvahs. So the Torah says, why is Rambam still looking for Tamei HaMitzvahs? It's not our business to make we don't need to know. Ain't on a Tzrichim Tamei HaMitzvahs. The Torah says, Sakim Pas Reshchem. It's not a reason. We don't have to start reasoning why the Torah said it. And the Beis Yosef explains, the Taz wants to understand, what's the Torah come to say of it? We do find the Rambam various places says that Tamei HaMitzvahs. So the Taz comes along and says a Chiddush Gadol. He says, because the Rambam says that since the reason why Yitzhak Yifu Pas Reishkam is because of Avodah Zarah, because that's how the priests of Avodah Zarah used to shave their heads. If there would be a case, says a person who's Korov L'Malchus, and he has to work on behalf of Klal Yisrael, since it's dependent on Choyk Avodah Zarah, so just like we find in Hilchos Chukos HaGoy that a Yid is allowed to wear clothing or make his hairstyle like a Goy, so too would be permitted to be over the love of Leisakim Pas Reishchem. Because the Rambam clearly says the reason Leisakim Pas Reishchem is because of that's how the Goy used to make the hairstyle. That's what the Taz wants to say, Alocha Lemaisa, that the same din which we're saying now by Chukos HaGoy will be applicable to Leisakim Pas Reishchem. That's the Taz's Shita according to Rambam. And that's why the Torah is arguing on the Rambam. He says that's not the case. Obviously, he says, "Einon Mitzrichim Matan Mitzvahs," and Leisakif Pas Reishchem is relevant whether you're Korev L'Malchus, not Korev L'Malchus. It's not permitted. Now, the Minchas Chinuch in Parshas Kedoshim, he argues very strongly on the Taz. He says the Taz is not right. He says the Taz is coming along and saying, since the Rambam explains that the reasoning of Leisakif Pas Reishchem is based on the fact that the priests of Israel is dressed like that, therefore it's permitted mishum korev l'malchus. He said that's not that can't be, because he says obviously the loveless, the Rambam is not saying to such an extent the loveless that it's completely like Chukos HaGoy. Chukos HaGoy, he says, he brings the Beis Yosef we just mentioned right now. Chukos HaGoy is clearly dependent, says the Minchas Chinuch, is clearly dependent on what is the culture. How the guy act? If a Jew wants nowadays wants to wear the clothing of a guy from Achris, 18th century, so the Minchas Chinuch, that's not a problem at all, because Chisem Yisaneichu is clearly like that from this Beis Yosef. That's what we see. It's Hakosu Mosul Chachamim, and it's clearly dependent on the day, not on the feet of day, according to every generation. If that's the way that the goyim act, so you're not allowed to wear it. But if you want to wear something from previous generations, obviously, it would be mutter, says the Minchas Chinuch. But he says that, then no one's going to tell you nowadays. Since nowadays, galochim don't shave their heads like that, let's say if they do, they don't. But let's assume they don't, you'll be allowed to be, oh, you're Leisakim Pas Reishchem. Absolutely not. Leisakim Pas Reishchem is a clear-cut love, which is irrelevant of the time and the period of the mitzvahs of what the goyim are doing. The Rambam is just giving a sort of a reasoning for the mitzvah, but Avadi agrees that it can't change according to the situation of the Doi, and it can't change according to the situation of your Korev L'Malchus. There's no difference. In every situation, there is a problem of Leisakim Pas Reishchem. There's no het on it. That's what the Minchas Chinuch, he brings the Mishnas Chachamim, who clearly disagrees with the Taz in this fact. And the last one, the last bit of the Mechaber, where he says one shouldn't build a binyan, kibinyan echosh avitzchom, which is also a chiddush. One shouldn't make an architecture like a goyim. The rabbi even has a tzad. It's not just the actual building, it's even signs on the building. It shouldn't be like a goyisha. building. The Rishach points out that it's only opinion which is Shaykh Savoy Tzchovim. He says, Aval kagoin oisom asuim levad shalem. If you want to make imitate an office building, shalem leitziyai tzal eskeim ulo mishpat einesu livnois ketanis oisom echolos. If you want to build some sort of building which represents some sort of building that they do for their businesses, that is permitted. It's only opinion shal Avoy Tzchovim, opinion that is because Avoy Tzchovim. Just finish off the Bali Musa say on the last week's parsha of Elish Mois, Shmei Yisrael Aboi Mitzrayim, says the Lashna Pasuk is the ones who are coming to Mitzrayim. So the Rashi already came to Mitzrayim. Why does it say Aboi Mitzrayim? So the Bali Musa say Aboi Mitzrayim means because we all know the famous Chazal. How did Kali Yisrael manage to survive during the Golus Mitzrayim over 200 years? They didn't have a Torah, and nevertheless, they managed to be not they were some of them, but they didn't integrate Bechlal, assimilate, intermarriage. It was not heard of. There's one story out of during the 210 years when a Yiddish woman by force was got married to an Egyptian. So we know the Chazal says they kept themselves away from the Goyim. And Rabbi Yerucham used to say, even though it's not Ikri HaTayr, it's not Ikri HaTayr, the Levush, the Shainon, the Mushal, that's not the Ikri HaTayr. Ikri HaTayr, Father Shabbos, there's plenty of things which are more Ikri on the Torah. However, these things are, I used to call them, it's the Shema Peri. It's the peel. If you have a fruit, and you take the peel off the fruit, before you know it, it's already starting to get rotten. So even though these aren't the Ikar Torah, but it's the one that guards Klal Yisrael, and that's the Lashon, the Bala Musa say, Haboim Mitzrayim, they always consider themselves, they didn't actually get, like the Waxen HaGadim, he didn't go to Ishtakeh Hashem, Yaakov, he didn't go there to integrate, he was there always Haboim Mitzrayim, he always considered himself as an immigrant, always coming to Mitzrayim. There's Rav Shtakeh B'Zoicheh, a day like this that we, even though the whole world is looking at what's in the Torah, which is a Zeicher, to the whole group of Satan.